Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's the DJV program. Time for us to discuss the most important stories of the day here on the air and on our podcast at DJVshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you in to listen to Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and me discuss these issues. Help yourself to comments, Twitter, at DJVshow, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. You can like us on Facebook, too. Facebook.com/DJVshow. And as I said, podcast replays, the whole thing. I was looking at something that was posted on Facebook yesterday from a woman who drives an hour and a half to work every day in Lake Havasu out in Arizona. And she listens to us on her way to work. And then she listens to another hour and a half of us on her way home from work.
That's so nice.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. She even knows how to find it. You can find
I wonder where she's going, because there's not a lot of traffic around Lake Havasu.
I know.
So she's got to be really going. Traveling. Let us know
right.
Where you're going.
That would be nice to keep you company
in the right way. Right.
That's correct, Amundo. All right, so Jennifer, the latest, what's the latest, I guess, is the best question here to get started with Mr. Kavanaugh and the reaction to more charges against him.
Well, the story now is the fallout over this New York Times article, which a lot of the reporters are now kind of scrambling to CYA, or cover your rear end for those driving with the family. If you missed the story, this has been unfolding over the last several days. The New York Times had two reporters that wrote a book about a new allegation against Brett Kavanaugh, the justice for the Supreme Court that was confirmed last year amid lots of controversy and allegations and all of that, which none of them really, I don't think, panned out with any proof. So the New York Times runs a piece, this kind of like, an excerpt from the novel. They ran it in the New York Times as a separate piece over the weekend. And in that piece, they report that there is a woman who claims that Kavanaugh in college exposed himself at a party and then a friend or something pushed his private parts into her hand. Well, the problem with all of this is that the said victim, or the alleged victim, doesn't remember this ever happening. And that was left out of the piece that ran in the New York Times. So it took someone who is a conservative pundit who actually read the book, because this person, Molly Hemingway, wrote a book all her own about Judge Kavanaugh, about the very controversial hearings that he endured when he was becoming a Supreme Court justice. And she said, wait a second, guys, you're leaving out this key fact. Well, the New York Times then had to go back and amend their piece talking about the victim, who said that she doesn't even remember this attack, and also acknowledging that the person who started the story was an attorney with ties to the Clinton campaign. So now the New York Times reporters behind this piece are scrambling, saying that maybe the New York Times removed the details from their original draft in the editing process, saying it wasn't them who tried to mislead people. The New York Times walked back their report, saying that this piece was adapted from the forthcoming book and that perhaps pieces of information got left behind. The paper was forced to issue an update that included the significant detail, I think we could agree, pretty significant, that the victim doesn't remember, that several of the friends of the alleged victim said she did not recall the sexual assault. The newspaper also stated for the first time that the alleged victim refused to be interviewed and has made no other comment about this episode. So now everybody's trying to scramble at the New York Times to try to save face, because Trump and many others on the conservative side of the aisle who are feeling defensive of Kavanaugh are saying, wait a second, we need to slow this down, because the 2020 Democrats called for his impeachment, six of them at least, and it's been just sort of a mess, people jumping to conclusions, and this guy still has to go home and face his family every single day.
So we do in the age of
convict
no
and then ask questions later, right?
Right, truth decay and jumping to all the stuff. I even actually, what did I say yesterday, Victoria? I'm trying to remember how we approached this. I just said I wasn't really talking about Kavanaugh at all. I just would like to find somebody who's clear through and deodorized too.
Well, you said you didn't think he was a great legal mind, so that was really
That was where I came to. I mean, I don't think this is a lot of this. These people jump on the bandwagon. The New York Times and the Post are so eager, and Huffington Post so eager to put down anything that has anything to do with Trump. It just it becomes a joke. It's not news. It's a joke.
Some of the and they Durbin lose. Take on this. Yeah, I think. Well, that's it. When we're just rushing to
Senator from Illinois, Democrat.
Democrat. He was asked about the prospects of Democrats taking up an effort to impeach Justice Kavanaugh, and his response was, "Get real." He said, and I think this is right. He told Politico,
well,
"We've got to get
Graham
beyond."
Said the same thing.
Well, of course, but Republicans, you would probably expect to say that. Dick Durbin is a prominent Democrat. He said, we've got to get beyond this. Impeachment is the answer to every problem. It's not realistic, and that's how we are now being identified in Congress. As the impeachment Congress, we run the risk that people will feel we're ignoring the issues that mean a lot to them as families, and I think that's right. The more calls for someone who there's no hard evidence of anything against, that's going to be used in election propaganda against Elizabeth Warren, against Kamala Harris, against the six Democrats, Pete Buttigieg, all these people who called for impeachment. The one who didn't and who's smart and actually shows his prowess a bit is Joe Biden, who said we need more investigation. We need to know what's really happening.
Biden's
here.
Biden's never going to get on a bandwagon like this. Never.
You would hope not, but I mean, he's been pushed to do a lot of things we didn't expect him to do because the left of the party pushes him in that direction, but he actually had a more measured response than some of these other candidates.
Well, because he's been around for so long, and scandals are nothing new. This isn't like a new thing in 2019, you know? He's probably had people that he, for 40, 50 years, he's probably known a lot of people that maybe he liked and respected, maybe he didn't, but he saw what they went through. Some of the accusations were real, some weren't. I think that his experience tells him better to not just jump on some sort of trendy thing of let's cancel everyone. We live in cancel culture now, and that's not his old, that's not his way, that's not his era, so he's never going to relate to it.
This is the shiny quarter, if you'll pardon me for being distracted for a second here. We were acknowledging that Mr. Snowden, Edward Snowden, has a new book out on the market. And I noticed we were wondering how he makes a living in order to stay in Russia. Well, as I approached my job of looking around to see what's going on, I observed that the Russians apparently have pulled off a breach. The Russian intelligence community apparently has improved their ability to decrypt secure communications, and they are now tracking devices used by the FBI, some of the elite FBI surveillance teams, which, of course, ups the ante when it comes to the spy game. I'm betting that Snowden had something to do with that. So it just is, you look at...
It seems very...
Still makes war.
Yeah. I wonder if he... I don't know. Is he allowed to go anywhere else? I guess we don't know if he's gone
outside of Russia.
Else.
Yeah, hard for him too. Like extradition laws would prevent him from going other places because that's the problem. He's just avoiding court here. He's avoiding his trial, and he has a limited amount of places to go. It's very similar to Assange.
Mm-hmm. We're going to visit some of the comings and goings of Californians with Jennifer in the focus and other things going on. Today is voting day, too, by the way, for a lot of people in a lot of states. Don't forget to get out and vote. 4:15 on the DJV program.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag sales event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag sales event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
The soft drink police are at it again. Politicians in Seattle are furiously trying to stop the consumption of soft drinks. They stew and fret about health problems such as obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. Seattle imposed a high tax on the evil beverages, thinking they could use the revenue to give low-income families vouchers for fruits and vegetables. Does that mean Seattle residents are now healthier? Of course not. It means residents now purchase their soft drinks outside the city. The city council never thought of that, but retailers in the suburbs did. They beefed up their soft drink advertising, and Seattle residents just smuggle their Coke in. That's the law of supply and demand, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a new PC.
It's where an associate helped me find the latest tech I needed to work smarter, not harder. Where I got a protection plan plus 24/7 tech support that keeps me connected. And where I increased my productivity for a lot less than what I thought I'd spend.
Right now at Staples, you can save up to $270 on the latest PCs. Staples, for your business tech and beyond. In-store only, ends 9/21/19. While supplies last. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So I said today is a voting day. There also is some news from California. Apparently they voted there to let college athletes turn recognition into profit, as LeBron James did. He didn't actually go to college. He went right to the NBA.
No, that's why. He wanted the money, so he chose not to go to college. Yeah.
Yep. So he's been advocating
for a long time.
Okay, you want to take the helm on this?
I'm torn on it.
Why?
Why am I torn on it?
Yeah.
I'm torn on it because I think college sports should be college sports, and they shouldn't be corrupted by money, because I think what you have right now with California is that all the athletes that are going to want to go into a college program are going to try to come to schools in California because they're going to be able to get paid for all their stuff, and some of the other schools, not only will the schools suffer, but the kids are just going to be clamoring to get into certain schools that will pay them. But at the same time, if the school is going to be profiting off of them, this is where I'm torn. The
right.
College athletes aren't making their share. So as much as I think it should just be college, if we're going to make it a profiting league, then I feel bad that the players aren't getting a cut. So
yeah.
I don't know. I just don't even, there's not an issue usually where I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think about this.
I'm the same way. I remember in my college, I took like a persuasive writing class, and there were a bunch of student athletes in the class, and one of their persuasive speeches was about how, you know, athletes should get paid, and everyone else in the class just kind of laughed it off, like, okay, that's ridiculous. And as someone who went to a school with fairly big sports, University of Maryland, I mean, those kids got hundreds of dollars of free clothing.
Free
books.
Yep.
They got stipends for books, and then if they didn't use all
outrageous.
The money, because they, like, most of them were in communication classes, so it wasn't really expensive, they got to keep the money afterwards.
Yeah.
And I think all of it, I think anything that they make should be put into a trust, and when they graduate or when they declare that they're going pro, then they have access to the trust. That would be my solution.
But then you look at the whole, we were talking about this yesterday, I think the day before, whenever it was, about the these football programs, caught with the coach we had. I focused on a coach at some school making $4 million a year. This is a college football coach making $4 million. And you said, ladies, that
if it brings in a big draw. Then yeah,
but then
but
what's the priority?
I don't think the
what
athletes
are you going to school for.
Well, you know, I you're not going to get rid of that. You're not going to get rid of college football. It makes way too much money.
I am on that. It's all about money, which is a lousy lesson to teach the kids, I guess. 21 past the hour here on today's DJV program.
Hunt
hikers, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tour from Jason Aldean and our musical focus here 24 after the hour. DJ Veers, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug with you, underscoring his new tour starting in January. I guess amazing we're talking about January already. The tour follows the release of his upcoming studio album titled Nine. Would we assume from that he's done eight albums before this?
Correct.
How about that?
Ninth.
I got it. Aren't you proud of me, Victoria, that I figured it out all by myself? That album is out on the 22nd of November. The 2020 We Back Tour starts January 30th of next year. Show at Columbia, South Carolina's arena there. Visits arenas and coliseums around the U.S. So he's on the road from January through March. 20-day tour stops in Louisiana, Orlando, Madison, Wisconsin. Ends up in St. Paul, Minnesota on March 14th. On tap to support Jason Aldean on select dates, Morgan Wallen, Riley Green, DJ Silver. Tour derives its name from this single that we're listening to here. Along with announcing the release date of the new album, Aldean issued another three tracks beside We Back. One of them is called Blame It On You. Keeping It Small. Oh, no. What is it? Keeping It Small Town? And I Don't Drink Anymore. Is that true? Is he a big drinker?
Well, apparently this song goes, I don't drink anymore or any less.
Or any less.
So.
Okay.
Right. I don't think he's quit.
Okay.
He just leveled out a bit.
That was cute the way you said that, Kara. He doesn't drink anymore or any less.
Well, I can't take credit. He wrote the lyrics. So.
He wrote the lyrics. Okay, so I can give you credit. You don't have to.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Anyway, after this Nine is released, he's going to go to Las Vegas, too, for a three-night tour there. Has he ever done a residency? What's his story with residencies? Is he big enough to do a residency?
I don't think he is big enough to do a residency, but I don't think he has done one yet in Vegas, no.
Do you think he would? I mean, he's obviously the one who was singing.
He's the one in that shootout, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he likes to travel. Maybe he'd like to do a residency. I don't know. I haven't talked to him lately, but next time I'll ask him.
How do you track your boyfriends, Jen?
I know.
Gosh.
Let's move over to Wynonna. releasing a new song called The Child. Listen to a little of this. Remember when we went to the horse thing? She was the entertainment agenda. She lived in California?
I don't think so. Yeah. She did when she was younger, because I was reading about the lyrics to this, and she said it's very autobiographical, that I guess when she was very young, she and her mom and whoever the mother was married to at the time, they lived in California. And
is
then
Ashley
they lived
with
in
them
Kentucky.
Then?
I don't know.
That's how Ashley got started. Ashley Judd in movies and stuff, acting. Anyway, my scouts tell me Wynonna has teamed with her label mate Cass McCombs to write this song, The Child. Billed as The Frothy Pit, Wynonna and McCombs appeared last Thursday at a music show in Nashville's Mercy Lounge. Anybody ever go there? Did you go there when you were in Nashville?
I don't know Mercy Lounge, no.
Mercy Lounge. Getting to work with artists like Cass McCombs has broadened my musical horizons, made me even more grateful that even after 35 years, I still love the creative process. There's something very attractive about her, and I'm not sure I know what it is, but I find her very sexy and very, she's just kind of, I don't know what it is, but maybe it's the name. What do you think? Why no not? So, you think that's what it is? Okay. So, congratulations to her. Yes, I think that's a good way of putting it. Thank you, Jennifer. Better. 28 after the hour on the DJV program. So many dreams, so many
broken promises. Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Staples is more than a place you go to buy a new PC. It's where an associate helped me find the latest tech I needed to work smarter, not harder. Where I got a protection plan plus 24/7 tech support that keeps me connected. And where I increased my productivity for a lot less than what I thought I'd spend. Right now at Staples, you can save up to $270 on the latest PCs. Staples, for your business tech and beyond. In-store only, ends 9/21/19. While supplies last. Exclusions apply.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A former top White House aide has testified at an impeachment hearing on Capitol Hill. After saying Trump haters are trying to take down the president, former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski refused to answer Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler about his meeting with the president, as referenced in the Mueller report.
Congressman, I'd like you to refresh my memory by providing a copy of the report so I can follow along.
Hey, you don't have a copy with you?
I don't have a copy.
And Lewandowski made clear, no matter how simple the question, he wouldn't go beyond what he told the special counsel.
I'm trying to adhere to the White House's request.
Nadler blasted the limitations that the White House lawyers placed on Lewandowski, charging it's part of the president's effort to obstruct a congressional investigation. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 34 points, the NASDAQ up 32, and the S&P 500 up 8. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
After the hour here on the DJV program, we have neatly packaged up lots of information, the best material of the day for conversation. We includes me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria is going to go into something here that you'll notice I'm holding my breath, because the story itself, the information, will take your breath away. And it's one of those things that it's hard to dance around, new study. So I guess this would be, could we consider this, Victoria? You can hear my hesitation in my voice. The introduction, the way women are introduced into the act of love, which isn't really love.
Well, it's not exactly what we would describe this as. Well, so this is a new study that comes from the Journal of American Medicine, the Internal Medicine. That's the branch that this study has just been published in. And it is a very alarming study. And this is just U.S. women. This is not women around the world. This does not take into account third world countries and things like that. This is just in America. For 1 in 16 U.S. women, their first sexual and intercourse experience was rape. And that means that's about 3 million U.S. women. And most of them were in their teens. And those women, obviously, according to this study, they faced long-term health consequences compared to peers who had a voluntary first experience. Researchers base their analysis on an annual survey by the CDC, and that asked women 18 to 44 if they chose to have sex for the first time of their own free will. Of the respondents who answered no, sometimes reporting multiple types of coercion, 56% described being verbally pressured into having sex, 46% said they were physically held down, and 25% said they were physically harmed. And so when you think about it as a woman, you think that this is something that, you know, you hear about the statistics of women on college campuses and being sexually assaulted and things like that. But you really, I don't know, for me, I don't want to put words in anyone else's mouth, but to me, this study is shocking. I cannot believe 1 in 16 U.S. women, rape was the first experience they had with sex. That is just something absolutely needs to be done.
From a parent's perspective, like, what do you, as a parent, do you think this could be my daughter or perhaps my son that's participating in all of this? I don't know.
The average age of the woman.
Tough lesson to teach.
Yeah. Of the people who of the women who responded that their first experience was rape, the average age was 15 for the woman, and the man was significantly several years older. So it's very upsetting. It really is.
And yeah.
Something needs to be
upsetting.
Done about this.
What do we do?
Some kind of education, actual repercussions for rapists. I mean,
yeah, look at Brock Turner. I mean, we always go back to that, but, you know, look, what are the repercussions? You know, he had basically nothing. He got away with it.
I understand that it's hard to
lots
do sometimes, and that so many people don't come out and say something. And as a 15-year-old, I can understand why someone wouldn't even be able to comprehend what has happened to them until later, or wouldn't know how to address it or how to go talk to someone. And so I understand why those
Somewhere they shouldn't have been. You know, they were probably at a party. Maybe they were drinking, and then they're afraid to tell anybody because they weren't supposed to be there in the first place. And, you know,
I don't know. It's like I think
so much of it is party culture, too. We have to, as girls, I know I was lucky, and I'm sure you guys were, too. I was lucky to have a good group of girlfriends. When we went places, we all kept eyes out on each other. Like, it was very much a protective thing in some ways. But not everybody has that, you know, and that's too bad, because as women, we have to start thinking, okay, if there are a lot of predators out there, how do we protect ourselves?
God,
and,
you know,
but the predator thing, too,
it's sad we have to think about that, but it's true.
It is, but, you know, we also, you know, in this article, which is on USA Today, there's a sex education specialist. His name is Dan Rice. He says inadequate sex education in schools contributes to the problem. He also said, quote, he said, our culture teaches people not to be raped instead of teaching people not to rape. And I think that there's a lot of validity to that. These are not predators in trench coats, you know, like these are boys, sometimes the same age, a few years older, who also think, oh, it's not that big of a deal because maybe they know a guy friend who coerced a girl into having sex. You know, that show, I know Kara and I watched it, 13 Reasons Why, all the jocks basically were just going around raping girls, but
they have this entitlement thing that
right,
we talked about ad nauseum here.
Right, and they do.
It's also different.
But the problem, though, is they none of them consider themselves to be rapists.
Right.
And
that's a huge part
of the problem.
I think men think that girls need to be coerced, and so what they think is coercing a woman is taking as being preyed upon. And
right.
And we speak different language. I mean, this is really...
that's very important. That's
we
right
really
there.
speak different languages. The way women interpret sex is way different than how men interpret sex. And when you're that young, it takes... I mean, gosh, it took me till 40 to realize that. I mean, if you're a kid, you don't maybe realize that you're just not speaking different languages. Maybe you don't want to be a rapist. Maybe you think you're just...
Right, that's what I'm saying, too.
You know,
it's not just,
sad.
Like, you know, creepy guys and, you know, like Ted Bundy. I mean, these are regular students as well who, you know, I think a lot of what that guy says, the sex education specialist, this stuff needs to be addressed in school. And so many parents don't want,
What you just said is perhaps the most impactful part of this discussion, although every single angle that you have discussed. I'm a man sitting here listening to you. I don't have the same perspective that you do, so I want to hear what your perspective is. That's why I was a little uncomfortable when you said you wanted to do this. But then listening to the conversation is very important. And it brings me back to something. We were talking about how I taught and what education ought to be about in terms of having a whole group of people work together for a generalized overview of what life is about. Education ought to be a generalized view, not 2 and 2 is 4, and this is a subject, and this is a predicate, and this is the history of America. No, that's not what life is about. That's why school is so irrelevant. And part of what makes it irrelevant is we have these stupid, autocratic people who run oftentimes the school departments, who have this mindset that, for example, when you're teaching health education, you're teaching kids how to do it. That's the most ignorant point of view. I don't even understand how people who don't have an education, and this is not prejudicial. I mean, I don't think I'm elitist because I have an education. I told you my grade point average wasn't that great. But I'm an intellectual in the sense that I'm curious and I have a quick mind and I absorb stuff. So the number that I got in graduating from school meant nothing, really. What meant something was being educated to the world. And this is part of this education about our bodies, about what goes on psychologically, the difference that you said, Jennifer, than men and women. You all have said things that were very important to this discussion. And hopefully it doesn't fall on deaf ears. Mothers and fathers ought to be teaching men how to be men. And this is not how to be a man. This is how to grow up and be a problem for society and a problem for yourself. Men don't teach other men how to be a man by saying when they're either they have their first experience, there, that a boy, and pat them on the back.
Yeah,
I get speechless when I get to stuff like this because it's so frustrating to hear your stories, to hear the attitude that is ignorance personified. And yet it is, oh, the good old boys, yep, that's good. I was 18 when I had my first experience, or whatever is said by...
Yeah, but I think Victoria was definitely right when she said that so many people don't even... They just don't consider themselves to be rapists.
Right.
And I think
that's part of it, yep.
So they're not necessarily going around and patting each other on the back and saying, oh, you raped her.
But you had her.
But I think part of the issue, too, is that so many people, men and women, don't think that you can be raped in a relationship, that if you have sex and you're dating each other, that it's consensual. And I think that's probably, maybe some of these 15-year-old girls are at parties, or maybe a lot of them are also dating guys
who are
a few years older and they have a boyfriend. And because that boy is maybe 18 or 19 and, you know, that's all he's thinking about, but she's only 15 and is maybe not ready. But, you know, once the time comes, you're in that situation and people don't understand, partially because of health education, don't understand how to say no or don't understand that you can say no.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, because they're in a relationship, so many boys think that, you know,
there's a lot of girls who struggle with self-esteem, too, and think that if they don't, that they're going
to
somehow lose
that,
the boyfriend,
yes,
or that they're not,
mm-hmm,
you know, I mean, so much of that deals with what girls go through, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
In a moment, another study, the results of another study, this from a completely different page, but yet it is something that has value, which we will discuss in a matter of moments right after these important announcements.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You know, before I leave, or we all leave this conversation, I saw something that I thought was interesting. Jennifer, the state of California is going to require abortion, not abortion pills, but what are they requiring? What am I missing here? There's some new requirement that the pills be available to all students.
Right.
Morning after.
Plan B
pill?
Pills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really. Is that a good idea or not?
They're over the counter in every place now anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. I take less issue with college campuses, more issue with what California is doing at the high school and even grade school level by allowing Planned Parenthood to sponsor the schools essentially and putting their number on student ID cards. I think that's a step too far. But once you're in college campuses and adults, you're going to have access to a lot of this stuff anyway. So I think it's hard to argue with what adults have access to. So, yeah.
Hmm. But back to the business about education and parents taking a role that's important. I mean, we all talk about the parents having an ABC, you know, the birds and the bees conversation. Nobody ever had a birds and bees conversation with me. And when I started, to have it with my son, he looked at me and he was about 12 years old and he said, "Dad, I know all that stuff." But at least you need to take the initiative one way or another, because they're going to find out one way or another. 10 before the hour, food for thought on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time for us to check out technology news. It's Tech Talk time. 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria and I go through, well, I actually listen, although I am going to contribute somewhat. I've been hacked by somebody who got a hold of the credit card I use to pay for Prime, Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. So I, at the moment, have 64 charges on my credit card of $1.99 over the past 3 days.
Oh, yeah. That's a bot that's hitting your card. Yeah.
What is a bot?
Well, It means it's not a real person. It's a bot. It's a robot. It's a bot. It's a fake thing. So it's a computer.
Where does the money go?
I don't know. They're charging. Where are they charging your card to? What's the $1.99 charge for?
For a movie rental. It's the same movie over and over and over and over again. I've never rented a movie from Amazon Prime in my life.
Yeah, so you should definitely make sure.
See, I'm going to the bank already. I sent a note over to the
bank. Did you cancel the card or freeze it?
Yeah, I'm going to have her.
Yeah, because most likely that actually probably has nothing to do with Amazon. That is because you've probably used that card on different online sites, and that's where someone has hacked it in from a different site. It's very rare that people get hacked through Amazon. They've got a lot of security. So someone found that card somewhere else that you've
used. There was a number on the thing, and I called it, and I wasn't satisfied that it was actually Amazon I was talking to even.
You probably were not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's all dummy stuff.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reports another Amazon story.
Yeah, Amazon, according to this new investigation that the Wall Street Journal did, Amazon began making changes to its search results last year to prioritize profitability over relevance. What a shock. Those changes were reportedly spurred on by demands from Amazon's retail divisions and private label team, and they are said to have, the effect basically was that they were boosting Amazon's own products in the search results. So they say most people don't go past the first page of search results when you search for an item on Amazon. And so knowing that, they just bumped all the Amazon products up to the top of the page. And so that's essentially what the journal is accusing them of. Now, Amazon denies this and says that that they have not changed the criteria that they use to rank search results to include profitability. However, they also said, and they've also said that they have tweaked their algorithm. Everything's an algorithm. So they've tweaked their algorithm, but they're claiming that it's not because they're pushing their own products to the top. Here's the best advice. If you, whenever you go on Amazon, you're always going to see ads for their Kindle and Echo and all the products that they make. But their products have really not done, they haven't taken off. And they have dozens of those products that are Amazon made, but they really have not been able to break into the marketplace, which is why you're going to see them more towards the top. Just make sure if you're looking for an item that you keep scrolling down, and just keep in mind that the actual best stuff in terms of the best reviewed items are probably on the second page of the search results. So just moving forward, a lot of people tend to just say, oh, I'll look at the first three items that pop up. Don't do that. Give it an extra 2 minutes and go to the second page, and that's where you'll most likely find the highest rated items.
Good. That sounds like good advice. The next story has to do with eBay and Craigslist. They're selling more of these vape things. Man, this is what a headache this is.
Yep. And a group of senators is expected to demand that eBay, Alibaba, and Craigslist explain how they plan to counter the illegal sale of vaping products that are on all three platforms. Back in June, it was reported that that e-commerce platforms like eBay were littered with e-cigarettes, no pun intended on that, but were littered with e-cigarette listings. Some of those listings appeared to be authentic. They were brand-name products like Juul. That's the biggest name that everyone knows, and the others were counterfeit. And so they violated eBay's policies. eBay said that they were trying to get rid of the listings, but they were still all there. And so now this group of senators is saying that in allowing these products to secure a foothold on your marketplace, you are not only supporting these companies in their endeavor to increase youth demand and access, but also insisting profiteering counterfeiters seeking to cause teens further harm. And so they said, regardless of all these products, real or counterfeit, they're all dangerous and they shouldn't be available on eBay, Craigslist, or anywhere on Alibaba. And so eBay has been in trouble before with selling some Juul products back in April of 2018. And so even after the FDA went after them, they still said that these vape products were everywhere. So now all these companies have until October 1st to respond to the senators. It's a long commission. Elizabeth Warren's on there, Ed Markey, Bob Menendez. It's a big group.
Okay, that's well, there's our report. And make sure you check out your Prime account just to make sure you don't get charged like I have been. 59 after the hour on the DJV program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.